This world is still full of darkness, but they are full of light. And they can bring, that they can call, or they can receive, or they can take hold to this unseen realm where all the resources that you need, you desire, everything that will please you and satisfy you and completely, you know, you can reach into that realm with this word, faith. And take possession of it and cause it to come into the now with you in your situation, in your circumstances that the enemy had put you in to make you feel like you are bound and you cannot be free and you have to be under this bondage and under the slavery of sin that brings men to destruction. Now I've given you faith to reach into that realm and bring forth and break the bondage, destroy the work, so you can now be free to do like a born-again man should do. Live victorious over the works of darkness. And it's called faith. Now watch this. Go ahead and put the script back up. Leave it there for now. Because I want to see it. We're going to deal with this one. Hebrew 11:1. Go ahead and put it back up. So it says, now, faith is. When is it? Now. This is revelation that I recognize faith is now. So what is it? It's substance. It's something that you can take hold of. Just like I walk out there or step up here. I'm just using the chair. I can take possession of the advantage or this chair and sit in it because I know what it's for. I see it. It's there. I know what it is. So I can walk over and sit down in it. But that's what it's designed to do. Well, faith is present with you now. Why? Because you've been born again. And when you got born again, God gave you the now faith. That's what he gave, the now faith. Faith is now. He gave it to you now. For what? That chair to sit in. Faith is to get you whatever you need in life. So now faith is. What is it? Substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? What are you hoping for? What is hope? All right. Y'all gonna stay with me? You're going to sleep on. We're gonna do some. We're going to open up, if you go to sleep, we're going to open up the dance floor. Now faith is the substance. Let me go ahead and deal with this and finish this up. Now watch this. Now, faith is a substance thing hoped for. What is faith? It's something tangible, right? Can't see. But it's something that you can take hold to, right? Even though you can't see it with your physical eye, your natural eye, or feel it with the physical, it is a real substance. It's real. All right. It's a document that is true. It cannot be denied. It's a written document. that is true in the unseen realm. We have it written in written form, telling us about this document that is true. You can't see it with these. Like I said many times, close your eyes and look at me with your nose. You can't do it. You can't do it. So this document that I'm talking about is true, but if you try to make contact and operate this with your physical senses, you can't do it. All right? All right? You take hold of it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. You take hold of it first. You believe. That's the first step. You believe. Huh? You believe it in your heart. What did Jesus say? Say, verily, verily I say unto you that whosoever. Is that what he said? Whosoever shall do it. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Excuse me, whosoever shall believe with your heart and say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea. Shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall do what? But believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. So believing is the first step. You believe, you do what? You believe. All right? The next thing, then you speak with your mouth. That's how you make contact with that realm. You believe and you speak. You believe, you speak. And when we're making confession about our money, Tyrone up here, he said, I'm going to lead you in a confession. Some people participate, some don't. You can tell the difference. Because if you don't believe, and then if you do believe, you will speak. Because faith do not work without believing and then expression and saying. Jesus said, have faith in God. Verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. You notice he said, whosoever shall say. Whosoever shall say. Whosoever shall say. See, I believe and then I speak. Then once I speak, I hold fast to what I said. Because just as sure you speak something, something else going to show up that you didn't say. Are y'all in the house? And it's going to show up and challenge what you did say to try to make you back off what you did say and start saying something else. And because of that, because you're so familiar with this seeing realm, what you feel, you taste, you smell, you hear, and feel, right? It tempts you. It pulls on you. It makes you feel. You're going to be alive if you keep saying that you don't see. You know you see this. Now, if you keep saying this you don't see, people are going to see that you're lying. You got to say what you see. You feel it. You know you feel it. You see it. You know you're seeing it. And so don't go around lying, telling people you're healed. Telling people you got your need met. Telling people you're strong. And I know I saw you limping. Come on. So you're being challenged. Come on. And if you don't have this in your heart and you just got it in your head gonna dismiss what you say, what you just quoted. But if you got it in your heart, you say, come what may. I already made my decision. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.